This entry for continuing coverage is about the local economic development agency, the Research Valley Partnership, looking into establishing a new tax-supported community college in Brazos County, Texas, replacing the current community college, Blinn College, which is based in a neighboring county. Here's the lead to the first wrap. Questions asked at last night's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum of those running for Bryan Mayor included the city's place in workforce training for those who do not want to go to college. Andrew Nelson referred to co-chairing a committee of the Research Valley Partnership that recently completed a survey on that subject.
We're actually going to be getting a proposal that actually may have come today. I hope it did from Blinn. We want to look at that. We're excited about it. We're also open to having a community college. We're going to go through that evaluation and selection process over the next 60 days and make a recommendation to the community.
Mary Kay Moore says vocational training is a subject that has come up while campaigning.
I believe we need to look first and foremost to the resources that we do have. And that would be Blinn and our high schools. So certainly the city needs to be a partner in that process and bring, if nothing else, bring everyone to the table.
You can hear comments from last night's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Lead to the next story. In June, the Research Valley Partnership created a committee to address what the Economic Development Agency believes is limited career and technical training for 34 occupations in Brazos County. That committee has notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district. Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP's Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee, says a new college is one of several options they'll consider between now and December.
Blinn provides workforce solutions today. The county does some things. Texas A&M has some things that they're doing with TEKS. And so we wanted to look at what all is being done. We also want to look at where there are needs.
Nelson says if the committee recommends a joint effort with Blinn, that could lead to Blinn expanding its property tax base to Brazos County, which would provide majority control of the college's board of trustees.
And that would be another way to take direct control of our destiny, if you will. If we felt as though the needs of Blinn as it exists now in Washington County are not aligned with the needs of Brazos County, how do you resolve that? And certainly having a majority of the board coming from Brazos County would be something where you would hope that you would have that representation to do it to meet your needs.
But if the final decision is to start a new institution, they would buy out Blinn's facilities and take over contractual responsibilities in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's the lead to the next wrap. Election Day voters in Brazos County will not only encounter signs and volunteers for local races, but those collecting signatures to create a new community college taxing district.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, co-chaired by Andrew Nelson, says the petition drives in addition to continuing talks with Blinn College about supplying locally-based workforce training.
We also are continuing to preserve the option of having a separate college district in the community. That separate district could mean many things. It could mean a separate community college, but that's probably not the first option. Probably wouldn't be an option. Probably it really is more of a matter of taking direct governance or control through a taxing district.
The response from Blinn College states in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. A Blinn College supporter is Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus.
They perform a tremendous function for us. And for somebody else, for them to say that they're not doing what they've asked to do, I don't think that's true.
Nelson says to preserve the option of local control, they must submit at the January meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000. More comments from Nelson and Sutherland, along with statements from the RVP and Blinn, are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's the lead to the next wrap. 3 days after the election, the Research Valley Partnership Committee promoting additional workforce education is still counting petition signatures who support asking Brazos County voters to create a new college funded by property taxes. Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson says it'll take a few days to finish counting because not all the petitions have been returned. Olson says they have easily several thousand signatures. He also emphasized it's one of several options being considered, including partnering with Blinn College. The City of Bryan's annual financial contribution to the RVP, $350,000, was approved on election night by the City Council on a 4-3 vote. Mike Sutherland wanted to postpone the vote until he could question the committee.
They're spending our money against us, and I think that until we find out what they're doing and why they're doing it, we don't need to give them any more of our money.
Mayor Jason Bayansky, who was part of the majority vote, told Sutherland he was not opposed to a separate workshop.
We can bring him into a future workshop to answer questions, but I wouldn't postpone their overall budget and funding because you have a concern with one small aspect of what they do to provide. That's not fair.
Well, no, it's not a one small aspect right now. It's a pretty major aspect of what they're doing. I mean, they're disturbing the whole town.
Meantime, Election Day results will create a near unanimous support of the RVP committee's work on the Bryan City Council. In addition to the election of Mayor Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP committee with Olson, proponents also include two newly elected councilmen. Prentice Madison said on election night, residents in single-member District 2 are looking forward to having more jobs.
They're looking forward to the skills training vocational school that some of the citizens are fighting for. Those are really pluses for the city of Bryan.
And Ruben Marin, who will represent single-member District 1, says a vocational school is the number one thing on his list to recruit businesses to Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here's the lead to the next wrap. The difference of opinions continues about adding workforce training programs in Brazos County, possibly by buying Blinn College operations in Bryan. Blinn officials in Brenham issued a statement following a news conference by a committee of the Research Valley Partnership, which is pursuing a Brazos County community college that's locally governed. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney, who's on the Talent Initiative Committee, referred to Brazos County students who cannot drive to Brenham or Blinn Center in Schulenburg.
We need to make sure that they're able to get the kind of education at an affordable rate, not paying out of district fees that are going for expenses elsewhere, so that that tuition and fees that they're paying actually go to serve them.
Another committee member, Bobby Gutierrez of the Bryan Business Council, says Blinn not responding to the requests made the last 4 years has meant losing new jobs created by entrepreneurs at Texas A&M.
We're losing them to different cities. We're not being able to retain those here because we don't have that workforce. We don't have those skills that are needed to continue on.
Gutierrez also says the RVP is at a disadvantage attracting new employers.
One of the first questions we do get is, where are they being trained? Who's doing the training? Those are questions that we have a hard time answering every single time. Are they trained here? Are they trained in Brenham?
Blinn's statement also questions why the RVP wants to add another property tax in Brazos County. The RVP says a 1 cent tax might be instituted. Blinn's statement says Brazos County taxpayers could face a tax rate of 17.5 cents, which is the statewide average for community colleges. Blinn's tax rate in Washington County is near the lowest in the state at 6 cents. That generates less than $2 million of Blinn's more than $107 million budget. The statement did not address why Blinn is blocking the RVP's request to have Texas State Technical College in Waco look into a possible branch location. Online at WTAW.com are news releases from Blinn and the RVP. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here's the lead to the next wrap. A Brazos County committee's desire to expand workforce training by purchasing Blinn College's Bryan campus drew a full house meeting in Brenham last night. Blinn College President Mary Hensley told the crowd of 60 that their single laser focus is on stopping the Research Valley Partnership from creating a Brazos County Community College.
We understand the impact that this can have in this community and in Brazos County, and we are doing everything we can to address it and forestall it and to keep this from happening.
Dr. Hensley says buying the Bryan campus will cost upwards of $200 million. She also says it would take 3 to 5 years to get accredited. None of that would happen unless the RVP certifies more than 10,000 petition signatures, then get approval of the Higher Education Coordinating Board, then approval of the state legislature, then voter approval in Brazos County. While the RVP continues to collect signatures, Blinn and Texas A&M system officials are holding a news conference this afternoon regarding an agreement involving the Engineering Extension Service for workforce training that the system says will meet the growing demand for a skilled workforce in Brazos County. And tomorrow morning, Blinn trustees are scheduled to approve a construction contract for its first building on the system's Morales campus, which would open in the fall of 2018 with 20 classrooms and 8 science labs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here's the lead to the next wrap. Members of a Brazos County committee interested in creating a locally controlled community college were among those attending a joint announcement by Blinn College and the Texas A&M system. Chancellor John Sharp says repeated calls from state lawmakers representing Brazos County led to an agreement with TEKS, the Engineering Extension Service, to provide additional workforce training for Blinn at the Rellis campus.
Where there is a need in Brazos County, TEKS or anyone in the community, from the county judges on down, would be able to identify a need, bring that to these folks, and that training would start.
The mayors of the Twin Cities, who both serve on the Research Valley Partnerships Talent Initiative Committee, were among the other speakers, from Carl Mooney of College Station.
Suddenly, Blinn, and with the visionary guidance of our chancellor and his team and TEKS, we're going to have these opportunities available to everyone.
Andrew Nelson of Bryan noted his father worked at TEKS for 12 years after getting his Ph.D.
The idea of expanding on the relationship to add new technical training facilities and programs through TEKS is exciting indeed to have that through Blinn College.
Nelson says the next time the committee meets, they'll discuss the impact of the Blinn agreement to their petition campaign that could lead to an offer to buy Blinn's Bryan campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Final story in this entry is aired on WTAW News at 5.05 p.m. December 21st, 2016. The Research Valley Partnerships Talent Initiative Committee continues to collect petition signatures from supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County.
Not as aggressively. The last count I heard, there's about 8,000 signatures that have been there.
Comments from committee member and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, as the RVP needs around 11,000 signatures to present to local and state officials.
Are you still going to go to the coordinating board? Again, I'm asking you as one member of the committee, but...
Yeah. Again, I think this is all going to be a wait and see. We want to give Blinn every opportunity to make good on this MOU. And if Blinn's able to do that, that will cause us to somewhat regroup, rethink, and determine what's in our best interest. I think it's a wait and see attitude right now, and we're going to be ready if we need to take additional steps.
Mooney says the committee is also concerned about Blinn's tuition and fee rates for Brazos County students.
The approximately 900 students from Brazos County who attend Blinn College are paying out-of-district fees. Where's that money going? All right, and we want to make sure that those additional funds are going at least in a significant part to the folks here in Brazos County.
Mooney's reaction to the agreement announced last week for Blinn to provide workforce training at the Texas A&M Systems Rellis campus.
And I'm certain the chancellor is a smart man. He's probably got some guidelines and deadlines in mind as well, because this agreement only goes to 2018, and the MOU also said that either side can pull out at any time without any penalty.
Mooney says last week's agreements, in addition to Blinn providing classes for freshmen and sophomore students in A&M's College of Engineering.